if you do not niche, you are going to have a really hard time thriving in your business. Welcome back. What is up? My name is Sam. This is the host of the Sam Altieri Show. I am so excited to be talking with you today about niche and niching. And I feel like this is the big freaking question when you start your business or when you're scaling your business or when you are noticing that you are having a hard time selling or you can't seem to fill your offers or your content isn't landing. Really, most of the time, it's about not being specific enough. You're not being specific enough. You need to be more specific. We need to niche and we need to make niching sexy again because truly this is going to change the game for you. Okay. So as you have heard me talk about, I am running a program right now called Fly to Six Figures, and we just had the first module that I taught all about niche messaging, figuring out your ideal client, and really actually understanding the problem that you solve, right? Without knowing these things, you are going to feel like you're throwing spaghetti at the wall, kind of floundering, trying to help everyone. And this is kind of like a people-pleasing tendency where you're like, I want to help everyone. But by helping everyone, you help no one. And I kind of learned this the hard way. When I started my business, my main focus was helping and supporting high-achieving women reach their fat loss goals. That was my thing, you know? And I did that over and over again, and I scaled to six figures in the first year of my business. And then at a certain point along the way, I kind of forgot to go back to the basics, to go back to the fact that niching is very fucking important, because without having a niche, you are not going to know how to talk, who to talk to, and it's going to feel way too open-ended, right? So I want to anchor this down with a story. One of my clients that's inside of Fly to Six Figures, she was like, I feel like I can help everyone, you know? And if you've ever said this, if you've ever felt this way, like I could help so many people. I can help so many people at different stages in their journey. Who do I, like, ah, I want to tell you that you need to pick one person. You need to pick one person at one specific stage in their journey. Because if you don't, it is going to make your life hell. It really is. It makes everything so freaking simple when you pick your niche and when you pick your person and when you stick to it consistently. And I'm going to challenge you to do this. I'm going to give you the prompts and give you the things for 90 days. Okay. The reason why this is so important is because as a multi-passionate person who can help so many freaking people, right? I feel you. I'm the same way as someone that can get easily distracted and want to do all the things. And it's so important to get rooted and grounded in exactly who you help and what you help them achieve and why, right? The reason why I've returned to supporting entrepreneurs scale to six and multiple six figures, like that's my core audience, right? Right now, I know that you are scaling your business, let's say first six figures, right? In your business. Great. And if it's not your first six, you are always open to learning the foundations and the basics again, because the basics have to be revisited at every new stage of business. Right? Without mastering the foundations and the basics, we ain't getting anywhere, right? It's the same with fitness. Like if you aren't eating your vegetables and you aren't moving your body, it doesn't matter how many cold plunges you do. It's like the health routine is not going to pay off. So we have to stick with the basics. I think a lot of people avoid niche because they don't want to feel boxed in. They don't want to feel contracted, right? You don't want to feel scarcity. And maybe you're feeling this way, but I want to remind you that actually by picking a niche, by picking a person, and by picking one woman or one man or one population to serve, it is going to actually make you feel abundant, because you're going to then have so many freaking ideas and you're going to know exactly what to say to her. I know exactly what to say to you because I know who I'm talking to. But when you don't know who you're talking to, well, then you don't know who you're talking to. Do you know what I mean? So I want you to decide today who the hell you actually help and why, right? And a lot of times it's going to come back to your origin story. So going back to the story that I was going to tell you, one of the women inside of Fly to Six Figures, she was sharing with us that she has gone on to basically heal herself from really bad burnout, like to the point where it was like debilitating, and because she was so like in her achiever. And now on the other side of that, she's like, I have so much joy in my life. I have so much happiness in my life. Like I just like emote joy. And so she was somebody who was like, I could help everyone. I can help anyone like reach their goals. And I'm like, yes, I know that you can, but just because you can doesn't mean you should. And so what we did on the call today, because we had a Q&A call where I channel for you and I literally like tap into your energy and like reflect back to you what I see. I'm like, babe, your whole story has been about healing from burnout and actually falling back in love with your life. That's who your person is. Your person is this high achieving woman who's driving herself into the freaking ground. And you are coming to be like, hey, look, it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to work yourself into sickness. You don't have to work yourself into disease. And so I was telling her, like, look, this is your person. She is a high achieving woman. This is her issue. This is what she needs. This is what she's scared of, blah, 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 blah. When you can get inside of your ideal client's brain and know exactly what keeps them up at night and exactly what they desire, and you start talking about that specifically, I can guarantee you with 100% confidence that you are going to see a 2 to 10x in your revenue. Like, period. Period, period, period. Niche, I think, gets a bad rap, and I don't want it to have a bad rap because it shouldn't feel bad. It should feel exciting. It should feel like, holy shit, actually, the woman that I want to help was probably a past version of you or a very specific person that you know you can help, right? Because I also work with a lot of like consultants and strategists and people that aren't coaches or healers or light workers. I work with a lot of different types of entrepreneurs. And so it's really about actually understanding who is the person that you are most qualified to help. And maybe this person was a past version of you, or maybe this person is just a very specific person that you know that you can help, right? They could be at a certain stage in their business that you want to help, or they could be a certain stage in their life, or they could be a mom. Chances are if you're a mom, then you're going to be supporting moms because you know what it's like to be a mom, right? If you're a high achiever, chances are you're going to be supporting high achievers because you know what it's like to be a high achiever, right? I am a high achieving, high performing, highly sensitive, highly emotional, spiritual entrepreneur. And I'm also multi-passionate and I have ADHD. And so that's who I speak to. That's my ideal client. That's who I want to work with. That's who I want to support. Why? Because I know her. Like, because I am her. Right? And so I want you, let's like start bringing back the love for Niche. Like, let's actually get really fucking clear on who you actually help. This is, I swear to you, I'm like, oh my God, like this is actually what is going to freaking rocket launch it. Because once you have the niche, then the messaging comes from that, right? I want to give you another example to anchor this in. So I have another client. She helps virtual assistants scale to 5K months. She built a very successful virtual assistant business and it happened very, very quickly. And now she teaches other people how to become virtual assistants. And I was like, oh my God, this is fucking amazing. So I saw a post that she made yesterday. And yes, I do go into my client's content and I audit it because I'm like, we could tweak this, we could tweak this, we could tweak this. So once you come inside of my world, join the current. My current is my business accelerator for 12 months. I'm literally all up in it with you, you know, helping you scale to six and multiple six figures with confidence and everything, right? We have like live audit calls. Girl, I am all up in your stuff. And I know that's what you need. You need the accountability, but you also need the direct feedback. You don't need another course and you definitely don't need another program with, or a membership with hands-off accountability. No, you need someone to be in it with you, and I'm in it with you. Okay. So I see your post and I'm like, I send her a DM and I'm like, babe, this post is great, but you're not talking to your person. I'm like, you're talking to someone who's past and above who you actually want to help. Because what she was talking about was like, basically, she was talking to someone who is past who she wants to help. She's helping people become virtual assistants, and she was talking to people who are already virtual assistants and that were having like client issues. That's two different people, right? And so when we think about our offers and when we think about our content, we want what we are doing. We want our offers to be one specific outcome for one specific person. My specific outcome and specific person for my program, Fly to Six Figures, was the foundations of scaling and flying to six figures. So it's very clear who this is for. It's for somebody who's in the beginning stages of their business, who doesn't yet have all the clarity, who needs more, defining and, niching, right? We got to work on the copywriting. We got to work on messaging. We got to work on your content. These are all the fundamentals, sales skills, right? And as we grow together, you make more and more money. And as I continue to make more and more money and learn more and more about business, I can help more and more people. But right now, my ideal person is you, right? You could be scaling to seven figures, but like, you have to be real with yourself for a moment of like where you are, right? And who you're best qualified to help, and really nail that down. If you actually start to study entrepreneurs and you study why they're successful because they've typically created one product or one service that is really fucking good, and they've refined it over and over and over and over and over again, right? And they sell it. And then it gets better and it gets better and it gets more word of mouth and it gets more support and blah, 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 blah. People talk about it, right? And there's this like rinse and repeat thing. Now, you don't have to do this rinse and repeat thing, though I do suggest it for a lot of my clients to have signature programs, right? But without knowing your freaking niche, you are going to feel all over the place. And we don't need any more of that, especially if you're like me and you're like, it's easier for me to be in the cloud than it is to be here. We have to just get hyper-specific on who it is that you serve, right? Who is this woman? So what you're going to do is you're going to write down exactly where you were and exactly where you are now. Or you're going to write down exactly who this ideal client is. You're going to write down your niche. You're going to write down exactly who you help and what you help them achieve. What tangible outcomes do you help them achieve? We don't need, they're going to feel the certain way. Yes, feelings, but also what is the tangible outcomes, right? If they're going to feel confident, that's an outcome. Okay, cool. They want to feel confident because why? I help this person get confident, but why do they want to be confident, right? I help you make more money and scale your business, right? So that you can go and live your best fucking life, and you can travel, and you can give your kids or, you know, future children a great life. And, you know, you can build generational wealth, and you can never have to fucking worry about money again. And you can do whatever the fuck you want at whatever you want. Like, that's what it is. There's a deeper why. And so I want you to get crystal freaking clear on this, master and nail your niche, and you will start to see people wanting to work with you. It's that simple. It like is that simple. And I know that you want it to be more complicated, but trust me, like really trust me. And if you want my help and you want my eyes on your business and helping you with your niche, then jump into the current. It's, it's literally the place to be. I am so sure of it. I've been in so many different places. This is a place where there is hands-on support. There's 3 to 6 live calls every single month. We're doing content audits, right? We're doing, oh my gosh, we have the most incredible community of women supporting women. When you get inside, you're like, wait, what? You guys are all so amazing and help me remember who the fuck I am. There is a high vibration associated with everyone inside. We're all working on becoming our best fucking selves. You do belong here. You are a high achieving, high performing, highly sensitive entrepreneur who is scaling. And also, I just want to remind you that it doesn't matter what industry you're in. I work with coaches, I work with creatives, photographers, I work with dog groomers, hairstylists. It's all the same thing. So I just want to be clear. You do not need to be a coach. I just want to be crystal on that. But the current is a place to be. It's application only. And it is the only way right now to jump into my world. It is, oh God, you're just going to feel so supported and so seen and so heard and loved being inside. You're going to have support. You will experience levels of support like you've never experienced before. And you don't need to be in 18 different things. You need one person who is going to help you and support you and help you thrive. And I want to be that for you. I've suggested this to a few people who have been like, yo, I'm in like all these memberships and I'm not really getting anything. Like, I don't even go in there. I just get overwhelmed, or there's all these people, but I'm actually not getting help. And it's like, yeah, use your money wisely. I want you to start making investments that actually are giving you a huge fucking ROI. I pride myself on helping my clients get epic results. And if you want results, come into my world. If you want fluff, if you want DDD, then don't join my world. But I am a very to the point. I want to get you the results. I want you to feel so confident doing it. I want you to feel amazing, you know, in your business. I want you to feel clear and like, holy shit, what I'm doing is paying off. And honestly, you can make so many changes in such rapid shifts in such a short amount of time when we have clarity on your niche, your ideal client, your messaging, your content. And then we work on your sales process. There's so many elements of business that I've mastered over the last 8 years. And I'm really here to show you everything I've done to create over $1 million online, and doing it in a way that feels really good, not gross. It feels really aligned to me. It feels really like, oh, heart-centered and just like, ethical. You know, there's a lot of messed up things going on right now in the industry. I'm going to save that for another episode. But if you are inside my world already, if you're already in 5 to 6 figures, I know you know this because we went on a riff about it and we had some, was a lot of big resonance. So it pays to be in my world. That's all that I'll say. Jump into the current. You can apply in the show notes. You can reach out to me. We're going to have, I think we have 10, maybe? I think we have 10 more spots left at the $888 a month pricing. So it's going to be going up. I'm not sure when and I'm not sure how much, but we're going to be kind of capping it once we have another 10 women inside. I want to make sure that the client experience and that you all feel super, super supported. So if you know that you want to be in my world, now is the time to jump in. I want to set you off with really freaking fiery, like, what's LFGO energy for 2024, then hop in. Like I said, it's a year experience and 3 to 6 live calls, audits. I'm in your business. I'm giving you frameworks. You are going to just be like, why did I not do this sooner? That's why that's what every single woman says. They're so like, And yeah, you're not going to experience another space like it. So I just wanted to remind you, we got a few spots left for the current at the 888 pricing. I love you. I cannot wait to see what you do with your niche. I cannot wait to see how you blow up and make more sales because you actually know what you're doing and who you're talking to. I can't wait for you to make more impact. I can't wait for you to be like, I can't wait for you to send me a DM and be like, yo, that episode literally helped me so much. Okay, cool. I got to think about my content in this way and this way. And you know, if you're like, I need to see this visually, then come into my world. I will teach you all the things. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. As always, send this to a female entrepreneur bestie who is like trying to figure it out. And they're like, okay, I know that there's like some key pieces missing and I just got to master them and I'm ready to freaking go. All right. I love you. Thank you again. And I cannot wait to see you inside of the current.